friend Zach trying to drink a large apple juice. It didn't end well. He peed himself.
How close were you? Do we need to burn your shoes?
Oh.
Good.
Look what I got you.
My very own Costco membership card.
Now when we go together on Sundays, you can enter 6 to 8 paces ahead of me. Plus, when offers say limit one per customer, guess who is 2 customers now?
Hey, this is my friend Zach.
You and me. The answer was you and me.
Evan, they gave me a bag for my underwear.
Bye.
What does that mean, WWJD?
It stands for What Would Jesus Do?
Or maybe it stands for What Would Jessica Do?
She would put that in a safe place because a replacement card costs $16.
Fresh off the box. I'm getting mine everywhere I go. If you don't know, homie, not the knock. Fresh off the box. Homie, don't know where I come from. But I know where I go. I'm fresh off the box.
Oh, and we need more dish soap.
Let's get a barrel. When it's empty, I saw it in half. 2 flower pots.
Ooh.
What a list. What a beautiful Costco shopping list.
Oh, could you add frosted flakes? That would be great.
It's what the tiger on the box says.
How does a tiger know more English than grandma?
Well, I think Honey and I are going to head out. Saturday nights are when we remind ourselves that we're not just roommates.
Okay. You didn't know that, sweetie.
Oh, Lewis, how much do I owe you?
Oh, please, put away your wallet. It's on me.
You sure?
Yes, Lewis, you sure?
Absolutely. It's the friend's discount.
Oh, thanks, Lou. You know what? Why don't you stop by my dental office for a cleaning? Anytime. At the friend's price.
I do have a little time on Sunday while Jessica and Evan are at Costco. Like 5 to 8 hours.
Done. I'll see you then.
I think it's lovely you spend Saturday nights focused on your marriage. When I have a wife, I'm going to touch butts with her every day.
We've been putting off the talk.
Hey, Monica. Hey, Sam. Hey, Jason.
I feel so calm here, just knowing all the bulk deals are waiting. An entire case of mushroom soup for $4.99? Damn it, Costco, you've done it again.
Ooh, can we get this?
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
That's silly. What would you even use that for?
It's 80% off.
We'll get 2.
Don't wander far. I'm debuting a spicy ranch spread.
Hi, Marie. How's your cat Sadie doing?
19 years old and still bringing me mouse heads, bless her heart.
I don't like that. That's the flavor.
But it's free, so I will continue to chew.
Me and my homies, we tied it in the club. We chop a lot of games, how we do it at the Players Club. Jump the pool or kick it in the tub, cause we keep much ass. Something to roll to, something to stroll to. If you's a player in the game, this'll hold you. More money for the bankroll. Stick to the script, don't slip in the 9-4. You can't resist it, but don't get it twisted. VIP, that means the number's not listed. Membership is based on clout and how you carry yourself. Now, homie, what you all about? I stack paper and count. Miss Goody Two Shoe, I see you later. I ain't got time, you ain't nothing but a player hater. Me and my homies, we tighter than the glove. We chop a lot of games, how we do it.
Another great Sunday.
And not too rough on the old pocketbook. Oh, by the way, my friend Zach wants to hang out next Sunday.
Great! Next Sunday's our toilet paper run. We could use the extra set of hands to help carry the 144 pack.
Ooh, birthday cake. Whose birthday is it?
Look at the price, Carmine. At 5 cents a cubic inch. It's all our birthdays.
Oh, you did great. Hmm. No cavities, very little plaque. It's true. Tooth plaque is bad, and the plaque you hang on the wall is good.
I never thought of that.
You're all done, buddy.
What happened?
I threw a whitener into the fluoride treatment. The friend's price. You're welcome, pal.
Oh, it's very bright.
It's just, very bright.
Well, you get used to it. Your teeth haven't been this clean since you were born. They're birth white. Trust me, everyone's gonna love it.
Ah! What happened to your teeth?
Marvin snuck tooth whitener in.
I should have bought those sunglasses.
I didn't ask for this. Now I know how people who wake up in bathtubs without their kidneys feel. Violated. Clean, but violated.
Did you get it?
Yes, I got your tiger sugar flakes. They're in the variety pack.
Oh, Dad.
Yes?
Oh, sorry. That's my default way of speaking. I meant, oh, Dad.
Yes. Oh,
it's not so bad. Give it a week. I'm sure it'll fade.
Ah! It's like living with a lighthouse.
I feel like it's gaining strength.
Mom, can you pick up some more Frosted Flakes today?
Well, you still have the variety pack left. I'm not going to buy new cereal when there's still perfectly good cereal left.
But the rooster on the box looks so serious.
Finish these, then I'll buy more.
Evan, come on, I want to get there early for the gas station fistfights. You know I love that.
Why are you so dressed up?
Is a guest author coming today? Is Dean Koontz coming back?
Sorry, Mommy. I can't go to Costco today. Zach and his mom are picking me up.
What do you mean? Where are you going?
To church.
Church? What do you mean, church?
Zach's always talking about it, and it sounds fun. Remember, I told you he wanted to hang out? That's him. Don't sit in the beanbag chairs without someone to pull you out.
Church?
Yeah, that was surprising.
But why? He knows we're mostly lapsed Buddhists who believe in some Chinese superstition, but also like Christmas, but in a festive, not religious way.
He's probably just exploring. I went through a similar phase. I was raised Buddhist, but wanted to see what else was out there. I almost converted to Mormonism. So we give up coffee, and in exchange we get a second wife? Ultimately, I just love caffeine too much.
Church. Why would he want to go there instead of to Costco with me?
Jessica, don't worry. It's just one Sunday.
You're right. You're right. It's just one Sunday. He's probably going to be bored. It's fine. I'll just go to Costco alone. It's no big deal.
If you want, I can go with you.
Oh, it's just that I know people there. And you get it.
Each one has a higher fiber content than the last.
Zero sugars? How does it even qualify as a cereal? What if we put it in our pockets and slip it down our pant legs like in Shawshank Redemption?
Mom will find it. She always sniffs out wasted food. Remember when I didn't eat my pizza crusts? She can get real creative.
That's what we need to do. Get creative. Rice Krispie Treats. If marshmallow and butter can make these taste good, they'll make all of these taste good.
So, like a bad cereal treat.
Like a bad-ass cereal treat. Step aside. I'm gonna get my chef on.
Yeah.
I present to you the B-A-C-T, the bad-ass cereal treat. Is yours getting any smaller?
No.
We should just keep chewing.
孩子们，你看谁来了？你们最喜欢的Muppet, Dr. Teeth.
Nope, it's just me. She's just making fun of my teeth again. Each time more hurtfully than the last.
Every time I think of you, I always catch my breath.
It's me, Maria. I've had a day.
Where's Evan? Oh, no, you didn't lose him, did you?
No, I didn't lose Evan. Although I might have. I just might have.
What? Sorry, I got distracted. Billy's wearing a tight smock again.
Hello, Evan! I forgot you were out. That's right, you had a church. How was it? Boring? How boring was it?
It wasn't boring at all. Everyone knows everyone. There's crackers and grape juice. They talk about values and they tell stories. Like once there was this flood, so this man, Noah, decided to build a boat for all the animals.
He builds a boat by himself?
Yeah, and he was 600 years old.
What?
And then he got two of every animal on Earth and sailed around for 40 days.
Even snakes?
Yeah. He saved every animal.
You're telling me a man had the chance to let all the snakes drown and instead he put two of them on a boat? No, that's not real.
Next Sunday you should come with me. You can hear about it yourself.
Wait, you're going back next Sunday? But Costco just got the big bags of rice in stock. We could put one on a bathroom scale and see if you weigh more than it yet.
That does sound fun, but I think I'd rather go to church. Next week there's a guitarist coming.
Oh, Lewis, my friend. Come over here and meet the old boys from dental school.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Oh, buddy, these burgers are so good.
Great. Juicy.
Perfect temp.
No, don't mind Ted. You know how every ad says 4 out of 5 dentists recommend a product? He's that fifth guy. He can just never get on board.
What can I say? I'm hard to please.
I gave Lewis the cleaning of his life last week at the French price. Go ahead, reveal that ivory curtain.
Actually, I need to work the floor, so...
Come on, now, don't be shy. You look like $1 million.
No, I'm good.
Come on, smile. Smile.
Don't want to smile.
Smile!
No! I never wanted this. You can't just change the color of a man's teeth without asking.
Hey, I did you a favor, as a friend.
I like my old teeth, Hugh.
I gave you $250 of free work, and I made you easier on the eyes. I took you from a 7 to an 8, an 8.5.
I was never a 7.
It's getting harder, and I think somehow bigger.
It's Saturday night. If we don't finish by tomorrow morning, we won't get our frosted flakes. Like Tupac R.I.P. said, no matter how hard it gets, stick your chest out, keep your head up, and handle it.
Are they getting any closer to catching this killer?
No, they have no leads. Cops are chasing their own tails.
Don't look at me while I do this. Do you know what Evan is doing alone in his room?
Already? He's only 9.
He's praying.
Oh, yes, that's what I thought, too.
What is he saying? What conversation does he need to be having with God that he can't have with his own mother?
If you're so curious, maybe you should go to church with him.
You know my family wasn't religious. I just didn't grow up that way. It all just seems so strange. The only thing I know about Christianity is the sad story of Mary's son leaving her.
There's more to it than that. I do believe there's something bigger out there. And there are upsides to organized religion. I biked around for a summer with the Mormons and you should have seen my calves. I mean, like, pow, pow.
But he's just a boy. He doesn't need pow-pow calves.
But he does need to find his own way. And you have to let him see where this leads.
What if I can't?
You have to.
Evan.
God?
Yes, Evan. It's me, God. I have a special message for you. Don't go to church anymore.
What?
There's too many people already. It's just too much. Go to Costco with Mommy instead.
Mommy!
I was just getting some applesauce.
Jessica!
I'm disappointed in your betrayal, but I forgive you. That's what Jesus would do. And please wipe off the microphone when you're finished with it. It's for both of us. I'm going to church. church, brothers. By the way, if you hear the voice of God, it's just Mom.
如果你看到很亮的光, 那就是你的爸爸。
Evan, take this loaf with you. Maybe the homeless will want it.
I'm washing down bites like pills.
You've faked being God? I mean, I know I say I'm a God on the dance floor, but never in front of the children.
I didn't know what else to do. I thought if I could just get him back to Costco.
Ah! I think I chipped my tooth.
I'm sorry, I just can't recommend it.
Oh, come on, Ted. Lewis, do you have an appointment?
Look, I know things were awkward the other night.
Eddie, kiddo, what happened?
B-A-C-T.
Oh, is that an acronym for a Rice Krispie-style treat you tried to make out of the duds of a variety pack? I'm a dentist. I've seen everything. Come on, hop up in the chair, and let's bib you up.
I'll take a gold cap like Big Daddy Kane if you got it.
Nope, just a normal cap. I'm sorry I blew up at the restaurant.
No, I'm sorry. It was presumptuous of me to assume that you wanted to look so damn fantastic. You were never a 7. You were always a 9.
Just so we're clear, I'm going to pay full price for Eddie's dental work. I think it's better that way, for our friendship.
Agreed. And I'll pay full price at your restaurant.
Well, I'm glad we worked this out.
Yeah. Oh, and don't worry. That whitening agent that I use only lasts 4 to 6 weeks.
Which is why I cannot recommend
it. We get it, Ted. Okay? We get it.
Hey, Jessica. Special today. Rizzo's. Who needs tortilla chips to make nachos?
Oh, no, I can make it less spicy.
Can I talk to you about something?
Oh, sure. I just need to make some more samples, so how about I get the crackers, you get the salsa, we'll chat me out.
So how can I help?
You were right. I have lost Evan. The church. We used to spend every Sunday together, and now he goes there instead of here with me.
Oh, I see. And why does this upset you so?
Oh, no. I'm afraid I'm losing my baby to something I don't understand.
Well, you know, the first rule of sampling is always ask the customer what it is they like about the sample.
Shouldn't the first rule be hygiene?
Have you asked Evan what he likes about church?
Yes. He says it's fun, everybody knows everybody, they talk about values, and they have good snacks.
Sounds like a place we both know and love.
What place?
Look around you.
The community. The values. The sense of calm I get just walking in the door. Church is Evan's Costco.
Excuse me, sir. Are you Greg? Your wife sent me. You're supposed to be getting chicken nuggets and milk.
Mommy, this is your bulk deals. And if that's what you want, you can have it.
I mean, I wish that bulk deals were your bulk deals. But whatever, you're young, you have time.
Eternity.
Sure. For now, the only thing that matters to me is that we get to spend Sundays together.
So you'll come to church with me?
I will come to outside church with you. And then you can go in. I'm good out here. But I'll wait for you, and then you can tell me all about it.
Today, we learn about this man, Jonah, who lived in the belly of a whale for 3 whole days.
Impossible.
What was that?
Nothing. Go on.
Oh, and get this. They have something called Sunday school here. It's school on Sundays.
No kidding. Oh.
Hey, Ben. You ready for me to drive you to church?
I thought I'd come to Costco today. They just got in the off-model Kenneth Cole kids blazers. Is that okay?
Oh, hey, yeah. Of course it is.
Great. And I can go to church next Sunday.
We'll see. Eddie, I'll pick you up some porridge since you could only eat soft food.
Does that mean I don't have to finish this?
Of course you don't. And I don't expect Emery to have to finish it by himself.
I'll boil it and make a stock. Okay. Let's go get you that blazer.
My right arm is slightly longer than my left. It's like God made my body for factory mistakes.
Or maybe I've just always held your right hand with just enough tension to stretch it. God's got nothing on mommy. Okay, you're up.
I'll eat more than the rice. I'm growing.
You think you're ready for the keg of mayonnaise yet?
Someday, but not today.
Okay, now let's try it with this carpet steamer. If I weigh less, we get Pop-Tarts. If I weigh more, we never speak of it again.
The O'Neill.